The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Portions of this edition of the Don Kroah Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Live from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios, it's the Don Kroah Show on 105.1 FM, WAVA.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there. Welcome to another hour of the Don Kroah Show. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. And as I said in the first hour, it's always a lot more fun when you're here with us, even though a lot of the stuff we have to talk about is not much fun these days. However, this coming weekend, as you know, will be hopefully for millions of Americans a time of relaxation. And really remembering, I mean truly remembering with appreciation what a great country we live in. And I know it's hard to focus on that with all the stuff that's going on, so much of which is just driven by destructiveness and really hatred for what this country has stood for from its earliest days. It is the 4th of July weekend, Independence Day weekend, and I'm afraid too many of us Americans may not realize that those freedoms that we so enjoy and even abuse at times in modern situations that we're watching, they did not come cheaply or easily to our forebears. And that our freedoms, as unappreciated as they may be to too many of today's Americans, are really, in the very best sense of the word, they are the envy of much of the world. Especially our first freedom. But joining us to talk about this from that perspective, Luanne Sabatier, Director of Communications with 21 Wilberforce, and she and I and others of her colleagues from week to week talk about some of the losses of or lack of freedoms that most of the world endures. And so I just wanted to give her a chance to express her thoughts in this regard. Luanne, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate it.
This really is what you and I and others of your colleagues from 21W talk about all the time, all year long. Really, the abridgment, the denial, the abuse of freedoms all over the world. What do you think?
Well, you're absolutely right, and I'm so grateful that you give us this time to talk with you about that and bridge out to people who may not be aware of it. And, you know, I was just thinking as you were, we do talk about it every week, but the world and most Americans really think about freedom at certain holidays, and certainly July 4th is a reflection of what made America great, and that causes freedom. It's the essence of that. And we always talk about our freedom, but I thought it would be a good time for us to bridge and really understand that around the world, America is seen as the gold standard of religious freedom. You know, Thomas Jefferson's words, all men are created equal, that's cherished around the world. And so appreciate the opportunity to kind of just focus in on that today, and what does religious freedom mean and the lack of it outside of the U.S.?
Well, give us some anecdotal evidence, as you often do. I mean, we could pick a spot, so to speak, sadly, China, Iran, North Korea. What are some of the areas where freedoms are being most egregiously denied right now?
Well, Don, it's very unfortunate, but 70% of the world's population has some infringement on their freedom of belief or conscience, 70%. And that's according to a lot of studies. Pew Research does a very in-depth study every 4 years. Open Doors, if you've had them on there, does their research. So in terms of, I would say it's interesting you called them out. China and Iran would be two of the worst, but we're seeing in Pakistan right now, India is of grave concern. North Korea, of course, is unfortunately. So basically, even though 156 countries have signed this covenant and really say they're going to follow Article 18, which guarantees the right of freedom of religion and belief, we've talked about it, most countries don't honor it. So religious freedom, you know, and why I wanted to talk about it on July 4th, Don, is it's correlated with robust political democracy and to mention tension and violence and greater prosperity. So it's not that it's an economic decision, but really freedom of belief and conscience is one of the first freedoms of all of our freedoms that we celebrate, particularly on the 4th. And so it's one of the reasons that we always say to people not to be silent, whether we're seeing Christians or Yazidis or the Baha'is in Iran or Christians in Pakistan, all victims of discrimination comes because they don't respect the first freedom that is so foundational to us.
Well, Congress passed, as we know, President Bill Clinton signed into law the International Religious Freedom Act of 1998, and created something you and I talk about a lot, USERF, as well as the Religious Freedom Office with its own ambassador now in the State Department, the very distinguished former senator from Kansas, Sam Brownback. Talk about those things.
Well, and those are instruments. And so even though the U.S., how old, what birthday? I'm not trying to quiz you. I'm trying to think what birthday this is for us here in America. But let me just say, it was only 21 years ago that the U.S. said, we're going to institutionalize in a good way and try to help the world recognize how committed we are to this. So we're not forcing a government on them. We're trying to not make them be a democracy, even though we believe in it. But what they did in that act is they created within our State Department, so not only when they interact with foreign governments on policy about global policy and security and human rights, the religious freedom is part of that discussion. And then they created the Commission on Religious Freedom, an independent volunteer body to encourage and monitor Congress. And I don't like that word watchdog, Don, because it's got this negative, punitive thing. They're not a watchdog. They really come alongside Congress. And they will say, they will help do some research. And USERF commissioners, there's nine of them. They'll go in, visit those countries, and come back to Congress. And out of that came, for instance, USERF was really championing with about the Uyghur issue in the concentration camps. We've talked about that. And they've been working on it 2 years. Congress passed legislation. President Trump signed it into law last week. So you see these things, they have a long tail. But so we have these bodies that help us not police the world, but try to really help these countries honor what they've committed to already. And I just want to remind people that across the globe, with all the problems we have and all of our challenges, I'm not sugarcoating this, Don, but we still have our freedom of religion and belief, and we still have fundamental freedoms. And just a reminder, not that I have it better than he does, but to be grateful when to think about, you know, no one's really telling you you can't believe or you can't go to this church or you can't pray. And that happens every day. Or they're not putting you in jail because you choose to be a Baptist pastor on the radio. Don?
I hear you, and I know our listeners do as well. And folks, this is something to keep in mind as we celebrate our own freedoms here in the United States this coming weekend. We encourage you to think about the lack of freedom of others. Be an advocate, be certainly a prayer advocate, but also in other ways as we talk about each week as well. Luann, thank you very much for talking with us today. Always good to talk with you.
Thank you, Don.
Like the fire in a stove, anger could be constructive when properly directed. But if we don't limit and control our anger, it can very easily become destructive in our lives. There was a time when my anger almost destroyed me. I was unfairly accused, and at first I pretended that I was fine. But the anger I claimed did not exist crept out in biting remarks toward the people closest to me. Eventually, I had to stop playing games with myself and admit I was angry. I decided that if I couldn't beat my anger, I would join it. I took my negative energy out and redirected it towards something positive. Romans 12 and 21 says, "Do not be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good." Instead of spending my time getting bitter, I decided to invest it in getting better. For me, this meant going back to school. For you, it may mean going back to the gym. The point is, you can take your pain and turn it into gain.
We welcome you to visit us online at gracechurchva.org, where you can receive free downloads and view more about Dr. Greer and Grace Church. Again, that's gracechurchva.org.
Hey, it's Norm with A-Action Home Services. I just wanted to take a moment to appreciate our electricians' quality workmanship as well as their commitment to customer service. Whether you need an outlet replaced or a new light fixture or ceiling fan hung, all the way to replacing your home's entire electrical system, our master electricians are happy to do it, and they will perform that work with pride. So call us today at 703-922-1900 or visit us online at aactionhomeservices.com. That way you too can say, problem solved.
Don Crow here for WAVA and Save the Children. I want to thank you for your help in providing desperately needed food for children right here in the United States who need the daily meals they would ordinarily receive at school and in summer programs, but all of which have been canceled due to COVID-19. Now, our goal is to provide $33,600 toward that need, and it's your gifts that are making the difference. A $1,000 gift will provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a child for the entire summer. $300 will do that for a child for a month. And obviously, anything you can give is going to help us make sure these children get the food they need, food that ordinarily they would be receiving, but aren't able to receive right now due to the pandemic. So would you call 888-884-4836 with your most generous gift right now? That's 888-884-4836, 888-884-4836. Or you can give online at WAVA.com. Keyword, children.
So this is a true story. Quarantine 2020. My buddy is trying to convince his 8-year-old daughter to finish her spelling in the midst of their homeschooling. She's begging to go outside and play. So she says with confidence, "Dad, hello, H-E-L-O. I've got spelling down." What I took from the story was, teachers are crazy awesome. They're just built with some advantages that allow them to educate our kids in awesome ways. And at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're blessed with a pretty special advantage in our world. Our team is lucky to be an arm of a bigger company that is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money on a refinance or new home purchase. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. In refinance, total refinancing charges may be higher over life of loan.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let me ask you something, folks. As an American, which have you found more shocking? The unbridled rage and destruction that has been launched against some of our oldest monuments and memorials and statues? All of this in the wake of the violence and mayhem that was triggered by the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis a few weeks ago? Or has it stunned you or at least puzzled you the seeming carte blanche failure to respond to it and protect these monuments until rational reasoning minds can sit down and say, really, is this what we want to do with our history? Well, anyway, We're going to talk about it with someone that writes so well on these matters and more. Dr. Richard Lenn is president of Southern Evangelical University. He's executive director of ChristianPost.com. As you know, that's often a cited resource of mine here for the show. And he had a column called How Should Christians Respond to the Tearing Down of Statues? And as always, Dr. Lenn, an honor to welcome you to the show. Thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you. It's good to be with you.
Take a moment before we get into this very important subject. Tell folks who don't know about SES what it's all about, what its mission is, and why they can benefit from it, maybe online, if not in residence.
Well, we've been one of the pioneers for online education, especially streaming. Most of our courses are live. They're streamed live online. And we are here to prepare people to defend the historic Christian faith and to win the world of Jesus. We have bachelor's degrees and seminary degrees, master's degrees. We have a DMIN program. We have a PhD program in philosophy. And we're all about apologetics, making the case for the Christian faith. And we believe that the truth does indeed set you free.
And folks,
cheap. It's about $1,000 a course. So we're pretty inexpensive.
I would say. SES.edu, that's all they need, right?
Yes, sir.
SES.edu. Folks, I was just visiting there again, and I try to drop by every once in a while. They're a great institution, and I highly recommend them. But check it out for yourself, SES.edu. Dr. Lenn, talk about this whole issue. You noted in this column the president has signed an executive order addressing this issue of tearing down the monuments. First of all, why has there been such a delay in anybody stepping in and saying, wait a minute, before we do this, can we really think this through? What's your thought?
Well, I think, first of all, people were shocked at this wanton disregard for the rule of law and people just taking the law into their own hands and destroying other people's property. But I think that one of the problems here is that what it reveals, what this whole situation reveals, is the total lack of vertebrae in most Democratic elected leadership. I believe this whole thing started nationwide when the pathetic excuse for a mayor in Minneapolis told the police to surrender the police station and to voluntarily withdraw. Bullies can smell fear. And I believe that the Antifa movement and the Black Lives Matter movement, they sniffed it. And they said, okay, these people really, really have lost any conviction, any ability to act. And so we're going to push. And so they went nationwide with it. And you notice that all of these have taken place in places where you have Democratic mayors and Democratic governors. They haven't tried to tear down a statue in Austin yet, and they haven't tried to tear down a statue in Lee's image of Stone Mountain or the figures on Mount Rushmore in South Dakota.
No, but you're right, but they've certainly talked about it. I mean, there are those who
talked about it, but they haven't done it. And,
right.
And one reason is it wouldn't be terribly safe for them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to me, look, I believe the Confederate memorials needed to be removed. Mm-hmm. But they needed to be removed by a vote of the city council or by the county offices or by the mayor's office, not just taking the law into your own hands. This vigilantism is dangerous. But I think the Confederate statues needed to be moved. First of all, most of these statues were built around the turn of the century, long after the Civil War, and it was a way of celebrating the triumph of Jim Crow in the South. And even Robert E. Lee was against Confederate memorials. He said we're one people and we need to focus on the future, not the past. But when you start tearing down Washington's, Lincoln's, Grant's, now Woodrow Wilson, for heaven's sake. I went to Princeton, and I can't imagine that they've taken Woodrow Wilson's name off the Woodrow Wilson School.
Well, that's the thing. It's like once it develops a force of its own.
Nobody's perfect enough. I mean, look, I'm not a huge fan of Woodrow Wilson,
right?
But and he was a segregationist. He resegregated the White House. Theodore Roosevelt, the first African American to dine at the White House as a guest, was Booker T. Washington, who did so under Theodore Roosevelt. And Wilson was a racist. He was a segregationist, but he did many things that were notable. And you know, you need to learn from the past, and you study your historical figures, warts and all.
And that's the point. I wanted you to address that from your position as a scholar and a writer. And that is, there is a danger to losing sense of our roots, even if the history is not pleasant to look back upon. The disconnect that it seems to me has always been the agenda of the socialist communist movement is to go into a country and sever its present and future from its past roots. Am I right?
Well, that's absolutely right. The same thing happened in the French Revolution. You know, they renamed the days of the week and all sorts of foolishness. But it's particularly dangerous in the United States of America. When I lived in England for 3 years, when I was doing my doctorate at Oxford, it really hit me that, you know, when the English disagree about everything, they have their Englishness to hold them together. We are a very disparate people, held together by our common assent to a certain body of ideas that are and beliefs that are laid down in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. Once we abandon those, once we deny those, then there's nothing to keep us together, and we will fly apart with centrifugal force far faster than any other country in the world, because we're a unique country. There's no other country in the world. We're not based on blood or soil. We're based on an idea.
Well, there
are belief in that idea.
I think that's a real insight. And
if you denigrate and turn aside from that ideal because you've discredited it by saying that it was about slavery from the beginning, which is absolute nonsense, by the way. You know, Thomas Jefferson, who owned slaves, said that he trembled for his country because it's written in the Book of Fate that these people are to be free.
Living up
to the promises of our founding documents.
As
a result of that, we're still the freest, greatest country ever created on the face of the earth, and that's why people from all ethnicities from all over the world keep trying to come here.
On that last point, Dr. Land, why? Because folks, I'm sure, hearing that Jefferson, for example. Theoretically, if you will, or philosophically, was against slavery, and yet he practiced it. And how do you answer those who say, well, why didn't they all just free them right there at the moment? And there are reasons why they couldn't or didn't, right? And they were
in Jefferson's case, he would have been bankrupt. You realize that, I know it's hard for us to think about this, but an adult male slave was worth about the equivalent of an average workman's year income, a whole year of income. And when the slaves were freed, it was the largest expropriation of property under the law ever done by a Western government. It was a huge expropriation without benefit of compensation. I know people say, well, we shouldn't pay people to free their slaves. Well, I understand that, but at the same time, these people, the slaves had monetary value in many cases, which the people who were the slaveholders had paid to get them.
Final question. Will there ever be a resolution of this in your mind, a peaceful one, if you will? And if not, what do you see happening in the future for our country in this regard?
Well, of course, I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but I do believe that these cultural revolutions burn themselves out. They keep going. They become ever more radical, and they end up, they start eating their own. And when they start eating their own, they burn out. So I think that in terms of the Jacobin kind of stuff where you're just, you know, well, we got to erase the past. That will, I think, dissipate pretty quickly. Once they run into a government official with some backbone, and I think they have in Bill Barr. You know, I reminded someone today in the administration that there are some compensations that go with becoming advanced in years. One of them is perspective. And I remember in the 1960s when white supremacists were doing all kinds of terrible things to African-Americans, and no state, no jury in those states would convict them because they were all white juries. And the people that killed the three civil rights workers and buried them under the dam in Philadelphia, Mississippi, they got off at their murder trial because they wouldn't, this wouldn't vote to convict them. And so the federal government went into federal court and filed civil rights abuses against them. It said under the Civil Rights Act, they had violated these men's civil rights by killing them. And they got 10-year prison terms.
Well, on that note,
we don't sit still for them redesigning our language. We fight back, and we don't roll over and play dead.
Well, on that note, we have to break, but always good to talk with you. Thank you for the call, and thank you for the chance to talk about it, my friend, and I hope we can do it again soon. Happy 4th of July to you and everybody at SES.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. God bless America.
Richard Land, president of Southern Evangelical University, and check that website out, ses.edu.
Hear 105.1 FM WAVA wherever you are on our mobile app or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
As the will of the students goes, so goes the will of the nation. This is a central theme of the new movie, Return to the Hiding Place. The film about Corrie ten Boom and her secret army of teenagers' heroic efforts to hide and save Jews from the Nazis during World War II. Corrie's story was made famous by her book and the original movie produced by the Billy Graham Association. Now, 45 years later, comes Return to the Hiding Place, the untold, behind-the-scenes, true story of Corrie's secret army of student teenagers' efforts to rescue Jewish people. Told by Hans Pohle, one of Corrie's teens in the resistance, Return to the Hiding Place is an action-packed film of the Dutch underground's true, breathtaking rescue of an entire orphanage of Jewish children. Return to the Hiding Place, starring John Rhys-Davies. Watch this captivating movie tonight with your older children at salemnow.com and save 20% with promo code WAVA. Due to historical content, might not be suitable for younger audiences.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This report is sponsored by ExpressPros.com. Capital Beltway has a collision occupying your left shoulder over in Alexandria on the outer loop. You're coming over through the Telegraph Road. Now, we also have road construction blocking your right lane as you're coming over the Wilson Bridge. So you will be more stop and go with heavy congestion from the Eisenhower Avenue connector. As you're passing this incident, as well as this road construction, delays ease just as you're coming over the Wolfson Bridge. Now, inside the Beltway also, road work will slow you down on the Southeast Southwest Freeway eastbound, where your left lane is blocked. As you're approaching 12th Street Tunnel, you'll be more stop and go with delays from 14th Street as you're headed over through to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Looking for an easier way to find your next job? It's time to get to know Express Employment Professionals. Find a location near you at expresspros.com. I'm Taryn Galper with the traffic on WAVA.
We'll have mainly clear skies tonight, the low 74. Partly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high 90. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, the low 74. Partial sunshine Wednesday with a shower or thunderstorm around. It'll be humid with a high of 87. Thursday, partly sunny with a shower or thunderstorm around. Thursday will reach a high of 89. For weather anytime, download the AccuWeather app. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
Hey, folks, want to thank a few folks who've been giving in our campaign with Save the Children. John and Clinton, a $50 gift. Thank you, my friend, for that. $30 from Henry in Fairfax. And also a $100 gift from Joyce in Bluemont. Those are some of the latest gifts to come in, and, of course, some others as well. And we thank you for what you're doing. Today and tomorrow are the final days of our campaign with Save the Children. So anything you can do to help, I want to really encourage you to do it. And thank you for what you've done so far. God bless you. The following program is sponsored by Save the Children and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. Making a difference in the world. I mean that. I say that most sincerely, folks. You really are changing a child's life, rescuing a child, as we team up with this great ministry known as Save the Children. And Scott Wilder's here with me to confirm what I'm saying. It's a great ministry that's been doing this for a century plus. And Scott, I was just looking during the break at an article I came across from a couple of years ago. It's called The Joy of Giving Lasts Longer Than the Joy of Getting. In two studies, two psychology researchers, Ed O'Brien of the University of Chicago Booth School of Business and Samantha Kazier of the Northwestern University Kellogg School of Management, found that participants' happiness did not decline or decline much slower if they repeatedly bestowed gifts on others versus repeatedly getting those same gifts themselves. Mm-hmm. And their conclusion was, if you want to sustain happiness over time, past research tells us that we need to take a break from what we're currently consuming and experience something new, which is finding ways to give. And as a matter of fact, repeated giving, even in identical ways to identical others, may continue to cause a feeling of refreshing and pleasure more than the more we do it.
Maybe you've never done this before. Maybe you've never given to something like this before. And maybe you always felt like, well, I just can't. I can't do it. But maybe this time you say, you know what? I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to say I can't. I'm just going to do it. $10. It doesn't matter what the amount is. I mean, we say a lot of times, it's not about how much. It's about how many. It's not about how much any one person gives. It's about how many of us will say, you know, I want to be a part of it today. I think that's the fun of it for me, is to have everybody feel like we all participated in doing something wonderful together. So maybe you've never done it before. Maybe this is the perfect time for you to do it. Or maybe you've done it before again and again and again, and for whatever reason, you can't do it right now. Could I just ask you to pray extra hard that someone that maybe that's never done it before will come in, come in off the bench and be a part of it and say, you know what, I'm going to be in the game this time. In the game, not just on the team, not on the bench. I don't care about having the jersey. I just want to be in the game. And so today, maybe you would be that person that would be able to pray someone off the bench. And again, if you are blessed, if you have a job right now, you're blessed. We talked a little bit before in a previous broadcast about, you know, God's blessings that come to us are not intended to stay with us. They're intended to come, not blessings to flow to us, but to flow through us. That's how we know we're being Jesus with skin on, is if we take whatever God is providing and we simply let them flow through us. We're conduits through which those blessings can flow to others. And God will continue to send blessings to us if we will allow those blessings to flow through us. And that's not prosperity gospel. It's not name it and claim it. That's just God's way of doing stuff. I've seen it a million times. And by the way, if you can't get on board with that, he'll find somebody who can. He will find someone else who can. That's not a threat. It's just the way it works. That's just the way it works. So today, would you just draw the circle bigger? Look outside yourself. Turn off the TV and the news for just a second and say, you know what? I want to be a part of something good. I want to be a part of something, making something better. I know as a matter of fact that when you provide 10 days worth of meals for one child, that's breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 days. If you, that $100 will make a positive influence at a very important time in our country. In fact, I would even offer, not to overstate this, but in some of the communities that will be impacted most by your giving, this is the perfect time to participate. $300 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for a month, and $1,000 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child all summer long. 30 million U.S. school children count on School for Nutrition. They're on the breakfast and lunch program. And having done it myself, having been there, providing those meals, feeding children breakfast, feeding children lunch, feeding children after school, sending children home at the end of the day on Friday with groceries so they can last until Monday, both from parochial schools, but government schools and Christian schools, children that are in need are not just in the, quote, government schools. There are children in need in some private schools too, and we have the opportunity to come along and say, you know what, we're gonna make a difference today. We do it in Jesus' name. We take a good thing, make it a God thing, simply by doing it in Jesus' name, providing those meals at 888-884-4836. So passing these out in church parking lots, passing these out in school parking lots, passing these out at food banks, food closets. That's what you're doing today with Save a Children. 100,000 meals every day. 888-884-4836. Call right now. 888-884-4836 or at wava.com.
Promised your home would sell, it didn't, and your agent disappeared? You're not alone. 42% of houses currently on the market will not sell. I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. We just helped 7 home sellers in the Metro DC area sell their house even when it didn't sell the first time. Call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
We've helped over 100 listeners sell their house for top dollar. Listen to what they have to say.
We had a property that we had rented it out. We were selling our property in the wintertime. We actually sold our house 5 days after it went on the market. It was approximately $5,000 over the asking price. If we ever sold the house that we're in now, the first person we would call would be Christy Moore.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Hey, it's Norm over at A-Action Home Services. I just wanted to let you know that we have our courteous heating and air conditioning technicians standing by, ready to keep your home cool during these sweltering summer months. We repair all brands, and we offer high-efficiency air conditioners as well as heat pumps with up to 10-year warranties and special financing. Give us a call today at 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900.
A-Action Home Services.
WAVA-FM is heard on HD Radio at 105.1 FM HD1 or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
Now streaming on SalemNow.com is the brand new film, Selfie Dad. Selfie Dad, a funny yet powerful movie about a Christian dad in a midlife crisis. When confronted with the life-changing truths of the Bible, he learns the only way to have true happiness.
God can do incredible things.
Selfie Dad stars Christian comedians Michael Jr. and Shonda Pierce.
Watch Selfie Dad at SalemNow.com and use promo code WAVA to save 20%.
We're Diamond and Silk, and we have a new book coming out called Uprising.
The Awakening of Diamond and Silk.
It's about how we overcame poverty and hardship by not letting anyone else define who we are, what we can do, or who we are supposed to vote for. And guess what? You can do it too.
That's right. And we want you to hear our personal story for the first time.
Uprising by Diamond and Silk, coming August 18th. Pre-order at Amazon or wherever books are sold.
Hey, are you guys open?
Yeah, we are. Come on in.
As businesses reopen across the nation, is your business prepared for what comes next? Salem Surround can help. COVID-19 brought America's thriving economy to a screeching halt. But now, local businesses are getting back to normal, and families are getting out to shops, stores, and restaurants. Are you ready for the return to business and all that pent-up consumer demand? Business recovery plans should be ready to go right now. The marketing team at Salem Surround is ready to help, so you don't waste a minute or a dollar recapturing market share. We'll help design your recovery plan targeting potential customers with proven marketing strategies. With everything in our toolkit working for you, digital, audio, mobile, even audience-engaging contests and promotions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital marketing plan. Learn more at SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Well, not to get any too cerebral on this issue, Scott, of the joy of giving, I was looking at another brief column quoting Eric Fromm, the great psychologist, psychiatrist, The Art of Loving, and he said, giving is more joyous than receiving, not because it is a deprivation, but because in the act of giving lies the expression of my aliveness. In other words, The more we invest in other people and other living beings, if you will, it brings a new sense of aliveness to us and our own purposes. And I think all of it, you know, I look at Elijah. His worst time was when he turned within himself out of fear of Jezebel and really went into a funk that caused him to flee into the desert. He became totally self-absorbed, but God called him to get back out of that and get back to ministering to other people. And I think that's part of what we're looking at here in this COVID-19 crisis, a day of hope, if you will, with Save the Children. And we're talking about helping other people.
I've been around the world, as you have done, many, many times. I mean, 30 times in the last 25 years, same as you. We have seen so many things. And you know that sometimes the hard thing for me is not to be over there where there is very little, but to come back here, because number one, I get very quickly assimilated back into my Western Christianity. But the other thing is, it's easy to forget. If it's not in front of you, you think if it isn't happening here, it isn't happening. But you know, one of my favorite books of all time is G.K. Chesterton's Orthodoxy, The Romance of Faith, and he talks about in there. He says how much larger your world would be if you could just become smaller in it.
Wow.
That was a way of 120 years ago of saying you're not the center of the universe. Yep. It's a big world, and the world is bigger if you could just become smaller in it. If you were thinking of yourself less, you would find that it's a pretty amazing, huge world out there that God has created. And when we take our eyes off ourselves and when we can think about others, whether it's providing a breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 days or for 1 month or for the whole summer or just a $10 one-time gift or a monthly gift. And when we can do that, we make the world bigger and we make the world better. When we make the world better for somebody, the world gets better for everybody. And today, I mean, if you would just join those who've already called and just say, I want to be a part of it today, we only have about 10 minutes left in our half hour. And I think if we could just do this for 10 more kids, now that may be a lot. It's about $1,000 total. That'd be 10 kids for 10 days would be breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 children for 10 days would be a total of $1,000. So just take a chunk out of that. I don't care if it's a $25 or $28 or $980. I don't care. But do something. Be a part of it even in the next 10 minutes. Call 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836. Or go online to WAVA.com. It's COVID-19 Emergency Relief Day of Hope. And what we're doing is we're filling bellies of school children who otherwise would not be getting their, they don't get their breakfast and lunch program from school because school's been canceled. Summer school is canceled. Lord willing, in the fall, the school will be back to normal. Looks like there may be a chance that'll be the case. But all I know is if we can get them to September 1st or get them all the way through, you know, the summer, we will be doing them a wonderful service. And God, I think, has prepared us for that. I think the fact that we couldn't go to the movies and we couldn't go out to eat and we got a stimulus direct deposit and we got our tax refund and we're not driving, so we're not paying gasoline prices like we normally would. All those things combine to provide a little bit of extra money that we then might be able to say, I'm going to peek outside my silo. I'm going to peek outside my cocoon and see if I can help somebody else. And you can. And we give you the chance to do it today. 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836 or WAVA.com. Stand in the gap with us, would you? With Save the Children, feeding kids in communities like some right here. And certainly all along Appalachia from West Virginia all the way down to Eastern Tennessee and throughout the United States, making and delivering over 100,000 meals a day, along with books and school supplies and good old-fashioned social distance style love. That's what you're providing today. And just looking outside ourselves is refreshing. Turn the news off and do something good for once. I know it's an obsession of ours, isn't it, to watch it like a train wreck? 888-884-4836. Call now. 888-884-4836.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. The definition of normal is conforming to a standard. Well, the standards for roofing companies have changed. What do customers need? You want to feel safe. New Look is offering both virtual and on-site roofing estimates, utilizing best practices by distancing and wearing protective gear. You worry about costs. We've dropped our pricing to the lowest possible point and created unique financing programs that allow you to pay for your roof when you're ready. Sometimes you could use a little extra help. We continue to give out $1,000 support vouchers to customers in need. At New Look, we only know one normal: to exceed customer expectations at all times. Call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Just a normal roofing company, right?
Don Crow here for WAVA and Save the Children. I want to thank you for your help in providing desperately needed food for children right here in the United States who need the daily meals they would ordinarily receive at school and in summer programs, but all of which have been canceled due to COVID-19. Now, our goal is to provide $33,600 toward that need, and it's your gifts that are making the difference. A $1,000 gift will provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a child for the entire summer. $300 will do that for a child for a month. And obviously, anything you can give is going to help us make sure these children get the food they need, food that ordinarily they would be receiving, but aren't able to receive right now due to the pandemic. So would you call 888-884-4836 with your most generous gift right now? That's 888-884-4836, 888-884-4836. Or you can give online at WAVA.com. Keyword, children.
Hey, are you guys open?
Yeah, we are. Come on in.
As businesses reopen across the nation, Is your business prepared for what comes next? Salem Surround can help. COVID-19 brought America's thriving economy to a screeching halt. But now, local businesses are getting back to normal, and families are getting out to shops, stores, and restaurants. Are you ready for the return to business and all that pent-up consumer demand? Business recovery plans should be ready to go right now. The marketing team at Salem Surround is ready to help, so you don't waste a minute or a dollar recapturing market share. We'll help design your recovery plan targeting potential customers with proven marketing strategies. With everything in our toolkit working for you, digital, audio, mobile, even audience engaging contests and promotions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital marketing plan. Learn more at surrounddc.com. Surrounddc.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Helping you navigate the storms of life. Open 24 hours a day. 105.1 FM. WAVA.
The number one source for uplifting and inspirational online videos is Godvine.com. Make your day a little brighter and your relationship with Jesus a little closer by visiting Godvine.com.
Number to call with your gift of any amount in our Save the Children campaign, 888-884-4836. Again, 888-884-4836. All set up for you online. You can click on the Save the Children banner. It'll take you where you need to go, or just go to WAVA.com and enter the keyword children. That'll get you there as well. $100 provides breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a child for 10 days. Wow. Imagine Scott, imagine Scott Wilder, of course, with me. Representing Save the Children. Imagine feeding our kids at for 10 days with $100.
Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it? And fortunately, after all the years of being around for over 100 years, and certainly in some of the counties in the United States for more than 80 years, we have great relationships with all manner of people, both inside the school districts and outside, food providers, different ways to cut costs. And so we're excited about the opportunity to make your dollar go really far today, to have it be that $100 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 days for one child, and $300 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for a month, and $1,000 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a child for the entire summer. So today is a chance to do that, and I hope that you will join us in doing that and won't be shy about doing that. You know, I think that I've said before that this COVID-19 thing, and that's what we're doing right now, the whole reason we're talking about this is for COVID-19 emergency relief, because these are school children who otherwise would get their breakfast, lunch programs at school, and they can't do that with summer school canceled. And so we're standing in the gap, giving you the opportunity to stand in the gap. And so we just want you to have every opportunity to come alongside someone and say, you know what, I'm going to do it. There's so many negative things in the world right now, so many negative things in the news right now. It's so easy to make a noise or to make a splash, but I want to make a difference, even quietly. I just want to pick up the phone, call the number, and provide that for a child today who otherwise would not have it. And by the way, you're not just providing food for a child. You're also rescuing a desperate parent. God trusts us to be his hands and feet. That is what the blessings to us tell us. That is evidence that he not just loves us, but trusts us to be his hands and feet. That's what we get a chance to do together today. So would you make sure that we don't have those blessings simply flow to us, but that we will have those blessings flow through us when you make that phone call today at 888-884-4836 or online at WAVA. I think it's one way to really let a kid be a kid. Yeah. Our kids are growing up so fast these days. Our daughters are young ladies before maybe they even should be. Our young men, certainly lots of distracting things to propel them into adolescence. Wouldn't it be something if we could take care of these meals and let a kid be a kid today? Let them not worry about where their food is going to come from, not be apologetic to their parent. I'm sorry, Mom, I'm hungry. Can you imagine what we are taking away from children by putting a child in that situation? You can take that away right now with your gift. 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836. Or go online to wava.com.
And no gift is too large, obviously. None is too small. $10 or $10,000. Yes, we could use anything that you can provide. If it's a $50 gift, $100 gift, $500 gift, you know what you can do. You know what the Lord's saying to you. Make the call right now, would you? Thank you so much for spending this hour with us.
Hey, ActionHomeServices.com. Plumbing, electrical, heating, and air. Serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily. 703-922-1900.
Listen to your favorite Christian programs anytime on the OnePlace app. Download and listen offline. Stream to your car or automated home device. Download OnePlace at Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing. WAVA.